Hula, the heartbeat of the Hawaiian people. Can you envision this? Palm trees swaying in the breeze. Ocean waves gently coming ashore. A captivating Hawaiian woman wearing a colorful muumuu and plumeria lei emerges and dances the hula to the sound of ukulele music and singing. Her graceful hands seem to be beckoning you. This is hula as many people view it today, focusing on the aesthetics of the dance, often with little knowledge of its historical or cultural significance for native Hawaiians. Yet, hula has evolved over the years, and it has a fascinating past that dates back centuries, well before the first Western explorers appeared on the islands. So, let's venture back in time and catch a glimpse of what hula was like in the early days, how it has developed over time, and how much it means to the Hawaiian people. Originally a religious tradition of the Polynesians who settled in Hawaii, early hula dancers were mainly women, garbed in tapa wraps and flower leis, who danced a slow, soulful hula to the enthusiastic chants of men. Occasionally, men did dance the hula but wore loincloths and danced with greater alacrity to depict scenes of battle and violence. At the conclusion of all performances, both men and women placed their leis on an altar to show reverence for their Hawaiian deities. However, hula is more than just a ritual dance. It is the Hawaiians' way of recording their people's history for posterity, with chants memorized and passed down to succeeding generations by word of mouth. There was an ancient Hawaiian belief that language possessed mana, or power derived from a spiritual source. Therefore, the chanters were held in high esteem because of their skillful manipulation of language. Hula is also an art form which takes practice and study to master its authentic style. The intricacies of hula dancing involve the hands, eyes, hips, and legs. It is with the hands that the story is told. The hands' smooth, flowing motions often portray aspects of nature like trees blowing in the wind. The eyes give feeling and emotion to the story. The movements of the feet and the undulations of the hips indicate rhythm and power. This traditional style of hula is now known as hula kahiko. In 1820, when American missionaries arrived, they frowned upon the hula and saw it as a heathen dance holding vestiges of paganism. They did their utmost to urge the newly Christianized Hawaiian royalty to ban the hula. In 1830, Queen Kaahumanu issued a law bringing public hula performances to an end. Even though hula was publicly shunned, people ignored the law and danced hula in private. It wasn't until almost 50 years later that King David Kalakaua, a patron of the arts, revived the artistry of the hula. During his reign, 1874 to 1891, King Kalakaua, also known as the Merry Monarch, loved to travel among the people and enjoy festivals. Hula was part of the programs and often danced in his honor. These were Kalakaua's feelings about hula, in his own words. Hula is the language of the heart, therefore the heartbeat of the Hawaiian people. In 1893, Queen Liliuokalani, who succeeded Kalakaua, was forced to abdicate her throne, and Hawaii was annexed as a U.S. territory. A law passed in Hawaii in 1896 banned using the Hawaiian language in schools, and over the following years, this almost brought the language to the brink of extinction. Many traditional chants were forgotten. But a cultural resurgence beginning in the late 1960s and continuing today has revitalized Hawaiian practices, including spoken language and chants. In the 20th century, Hollywood filmmakers used songs about Hawaii composed in English in their movies, which is why many popular hula songs today stem from the Hollywood Golden Era. The influx of Western instruments like the ukulele and the steel guitar also inspired musicians and dancers to create a more upbeat, entertaining style of hula. This modern style of hula, whose dancers are adorned in contemporary costumes, is now called hula auana. One of the preeminent events which promotes the Hawaiian culture through their hula competition is the annual Merry Monarch Festival, a convocation that brings together some of the most competent hula dancers in Hawaii, as well as from Japan, California, and other locations. People from around the world come to this event, eager to see hula and learn more about Hawaiian culture. Hula, both ancient and contemporary, is a distinctive dance form marked by subtle beauty that is enjoyed by performers and spectators alike, not only in Hawaii but internationally. For the Hawaiian people, the significance goes well beyond appreciation of the dance as a pleasing spectacle. For them, hula is a physical manifestation of the Hawaiian spirit and way of life, as well as a perpetuation of Hawaii's history and culture now and in the future. 1. Which two instances in Hawaiian history almost brought the hula and/or its traditional chants to an end? 2. Hula Aoana is the modern style of hula. What two influences affected the development of this modern style?